Welcome to episode 152 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we finish up our look at the ancient Chinese Battle of Red Cliffs. Now if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, stop this one and go back to Red Cliffs Part 1. I'll wait for you, I promise.
When we last left our hero, Zhuge Liang, he had promised to produce 100,000 arrows within 3 days on pain of death. Night of the third day had rolled around and Zhuge didn't have an arrow to his name. Time was running out for our champion. As we join him today, he is calm and collected, almost as though he has a plan ready to go.
Truth is that Zhuge Liang knew exactly what he was doing. As night fell, so did a heavy fog on the Yangtze River. In the book, Zhuge was associated with an ability to call the forces of nature to his aid from time to time, and it seemed that this is one of those times. Now Zhuge took full advantage of the mist. He gathered a flotilla of boats and had them packed with straw dummies dressed in army uniforms. He had his soldiers tie ropes to the boats, and then let them float across the mighty river toward the opposing army of Cao Cao. He then ordered the soldiers to beat drums and yell as though they were tacking. On the far side of the river, Cao Cao's men saw the boats and the men in uniform within them, and heard the battle cries coming from that general direction. They assumed that the men in the boats were enemy soldiers coming to attack them, and unleashed a wall of arrows on the boats. The projectiles just got stuck harmlessly in the straw dummies. After a little while, Zhuge ordered the boats pulled back to shore with those handy ropes. And bada bing, bada boom, Zhuge not only had acquired the 100,000 arrows he promised right in the nick of time, he had deprived the enemy of their valuable resources. Not bad for an army of straw men. Thanks for tuning in to episode 152 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Got a listener theme week coming up here in 2 weeks, and I only have one spot left, so get your ideas in. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the last day of Romance of Three Kingdoms week when we look at the last ride of Zhuge Liang.